On nearly any quiet morning these last few months, distant rotor blades echo and fade as a logging helicopter bops up and down between the mountain ridges above Ashland. Pilot Ricky Moore of Timberline Helicopters, Inc. says, "It's not dangerous to fly among the treetops with a long cable dangling underneath you if you know what you're doing."
You really don't think about it. You flow with it, and you throw the hook out in front of you, and you chase it down to the guy, and you keep your eyes on the guys, and you're always looking back up at the instruments. You're looking out the window at the trees around you to make sure you got rotor separation from them.
It's fast, repetitive, and precise work to maneuver into place a 200-pound hook suspended on a long cable for the ground crew below. Sometimes he can hardly even see them.
Not real well, because it's a pretty thick canopy, but they have high-power little LED flashlights, and they'll shine it, and it flashes at me.
Is it underneath that big one? Oh, I see it.
And then I'll say, okay, I got your light, and then boom, there I am.
All right, got a light, and gotcha. All right, 4748.
The ground crew steps back and gives the pilot room to toss the hook into place. You might think he hovers overhead and lowers the hook slowly, but you'd be wrong.
To come in high and then come down slow takes a lot of time. So we come down the hill at about 100 knots, and if I can get a bead on your position, I start slowing it down. And as I do that, the hook flies out underneath me, and so I'll throw it, and then as I can kind of guess where you are, I'll come right over the top of it. It'll stop, and then bloop, right down into him.
Within seconds, the ground team moves in to attach that hook to a bundle of logs they'd already strapped together, and the helicopter carries the 2 to 3 ton payload to a nearby landing where the pilot gently lays the logs down. Every few minutes, all day long, the helicopter goes back and forth, so these guys do this dance maybe 200 times a day. Joshua Budziak is a supervisor with Ashland's nonprofit Lomakotze Restoration Project. He says even though the timber is sold to the mill, the trees aren't harvested for their economic value, but because after a century of aggressive fire prevention, the forest is thick and overgrown.
We're leaving the biggest and best. Any tree over 150 years old, we're leaving. And we're thinning out these smaller ones that are going to be more of a problem in the future when we do get a fire in the Ashland watershed. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Lomakotze manages the $6.5 million federal grant in the Ashland watershed for its partners, the City of Ashland, the Nature Conservancy, and the U.S. Forest Service. This is only one of several similar projects Lomakotze manages across Oregon and Northern California, covering thousands of overgrown woodland acres. Executive Director Mark Obey says the rationale for the logging operation and ground cleanup is simple: to remove all the accumulated fuels and underbrush that could lead a small fire into the treetops, so the forest can resist or survive a wildfire with its ecosystem intact.
We're not going to be able to stop high-intensity fires everywhere. We can't fireproof the forest, but we can make the forest more resilient to fire and reduce that severity of fire where we choose to do that work.
Meanwhile, back at the landing, the logs are processed by a danglehead delimmer, a swiveling contraption, something like a mechanical dinosaur that sucks in whole trees on one side and spits out cut-to-measure logs on the other side in mere seconds. Lomakotze's Joshua Budziak again.
That's the machine with the saw you see on it right there, so it's going to be measuring diameter and length. And that's a 35-foot log he cut off there, and this one's going to be shorter. And he can measure the top there, he's going to cut it off right at 6 inches.
And voila, the logs are piled and ready for loading onto trucks that get up there via Tolman Creek Road, which remains closed not far from town, as well as many of the area's recreational trails inside the 1,200-acre project area. Lomakotze had hoped to reopen the roads and trails by the end of this month, but weather delays grounded operations more than expected this winter. The agency says the entire area should be reopened for public use sometime this spring. Bill McLean, JPR News.